Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your analogy yesterday is one that stayed with me. It's life,
low-level crock pot.
Life in the low-level crock pot.
Right, and the only difference today is we have massive thunderstorms as we're beginning the show, which you get in the morning sometimes here because you get them at all times because I am living in a tropical crotch known as Southwest Florida. That's what it is.
Isn't that town? Okay. That town is just to your south, isn't it? Tropical crotch?
Tropical crotch. Welcome to Tropical Crotch.
Tropical
Mimi
crotch,
runs
Florida.
A diner down there. It's wonderful. By the way, I had two handicapped bathrooms on the drive down at the and I never talked about the motels.
No,
the
you
stinky
didn't.
Motels.
You did not.
I had two handicapped.
Did used you ask one for them or did they just assume?
No. I used the I used the travel services and they boned me by putting me in the handy. And I don't like handicap.
Really?
Room,
normally you know? It's got wider doors and the whole deal.
No, I mean, the first time I was when I was up in Massachusetts playing golf, every day I'd blow dry my hair after getting out of the shower. I'd be looking right at my I couldn't see my face because the mirror was down at that level.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yesterday on the Facebook, and by the way, thank you to whoever it was. Actually, Carlo that recommended this show. We're walking the hack about Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. I'll talk about that more later in the week. It's fascinating what they know about us. And we can't control it. Very scary, but that's another topic.
Not only is Facebook putting stuff up that we talk about, they're doing it faster now. It's
yes,
weird. Very, very weird.
Yeah. If you get into it, you understand how it works. It's kind of scary. But that's not what I want to talk about. Yesterday on the Facebook, which I still continue to use.
I do too.
And I probably will continue to use it for the foreseeable future. But that could change. You never know. If you gain knowledge about the way they're taking advantage of us, you don't. But anyway, I don't like
they've
to
already got. They've already got your information. Enjoy the ride.
Well, you know what? I don't like to digress at the beginning because yesterday on Facebook I posted that we would have a major, major guest coming up on the show. And I know that Rob Spiewak is excited. Mike O'Mara is excited. And there are going to be a lot of people in our listening audience who are going to be excited because let me just say that I have been impersonating this person for so long that I had I believed that he had come on the show, either the Don and Mike show or our show.
He never
and,
had.
Now, are you, with your addled mind, are you sure he's never been on either show?
I would be.
You don't know.
No, I would be 100% sure he's
really?
Never done the show. Yeah.
Well,
if someone were to bring it to me that he had done the show, I would be gobsmacked. Because,
well, you know what? You know, who knows?
That's true.
But somebody, if he has, fine. Then fine. I don't remember.
No, he never has.
Maybe
he never has.
He never has.
No.
You remember that.
Of course.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Pony, you have no memory of that, do you?
None whatsoever.
Well, Pony has no memory, period.
Okay. Well, here it is. Very, very exciting. On Friday's show, we will be joined by this gentleman. And, well, listen to this. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting for me as a showbiz performer.
Dark shame.
Right.
Donka Shane.
Yes. About a third of our audience might not even know what we're playing here, but I don't care because we're excited about it, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Newton will be joining Rob and yours truly on the Mike O'Mara Show. And there's the music he stole from Elvis. We are very, very excited to have Wayne Newton coming on our program this Friday. If you are a Wayniac, you're going to be super excited about that. If you are, you know, into showbiz pop culture, this is a pop culture. It's an exciting thing to have
really
Wayne
is.
Newton on the show.
And so, someone we've been chasing for a long time.
Yes.
And it's so nice that he agreed to move his schedule around and join us and promote his show in Chandler, Arizona.
Was he moving his schedule around or did he... were we part of some sort of radio tour?
It wasn't so much a tour as the fact that after... probably conservatively 120 emails over 3 years.
Right.
I finally got a reply from his people.
And you'll be happy to know I address the impressions.
Yes.
And it's a funny answer because I, for a moment, forgot who I'm talking to. So you'll enjoy this. It's special. It's Friday, Wayne Newton on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mark your calendars. We'll lead with it. We'll put it right up at the top of the show, and you're going to love it. When I say top of the show, we like to come in and just to wet our whistle a little bit. So sure. Don't say it's got to start like right at the beginning.
No,
but at the front of the show, you'll get it. So there you
may
go.
May I whet their appetite with a bit of Wayne, just a taste?
Yeah, go ahead. My good man. Absolutely, go ahead.
And I'd now like you to meet Craig's mother and sister because they're really talented in their own right. And as a special surprise, we asked them to join us for our finale. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kim and Lucy Carter, here they are.
Here they are. Here they are. Hey, Wayne.
Okay, hit it, Craig.
Yeah. He's been in show business a long time.
Yes. He's been in show business so long, Mike, when he covered Al Jolson, it wasn't totally ironic.
And he's from Virginia.
He is. Which is why he calls his house his past house.
Called
his house Casa de Shenandoah. Means House of Shenandoah. Oh, here's the horn.
All right, thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
Hey, Wayne Newton, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, that's Wayne Newton on the show Friday. Should be really exciting. Hope you enjoyed as much as we enjoyed talking to him. So I'm psyched. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you folks enjoy the interview. We have been down here in Southwest Florida experiencing the new reality that is getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, taking my son to the school bus at 6:39, and loading him on the bus with his new bus driver, who's a very nice man. And then
his name is Cisco.
Days,
what's his name?
Senega.
Forgive me.
And then my wife beats feet over to the school because for the first 3 days, they only allow you to do it 3 days.
Right.
She meets him at school and helps him get to class and all that. And I think that's sweet. So tomorrow, if we get through tomorrow. That's going to be fine. But of all
because today is the final day that she's allowed to do the meet and greet.
Yeah, and he's getting used to it, and that's the period. You know, they have this down. I made a lot of comments about school and all that, but I'm pretty impressed with what I'm seeing down here so far. You know, it seems like they've got their act together. It seems like they got their systems in place, and everything seems to be working nicely. However, anxiety manifests itself in many different ways. There's always a little something
sure.
that is out there that you'll say, oh, you know, maybe that's just the overall nervousness about the entire experience. With my son, it is appearing to be his feet. So for
now,
the
this
third
is,
day in a
this
row.
This is yesterday he had shoe issues.
Shoe issues. And today he's putting on his red New Balances, and I see him. He doesn't wear socks with them because they're too tight, but I see him putting the shoes on, and I'm kind of looking at my wife, and she's looking back at me, and we're saying, okay, that looks all right. That looks, no meltdown. No, this is good. This is good. And then, of course, it starts today as I'm walking him to the actual bus stop, getting out of the car and walking to the bus stop. He said, Daddy, I'm worried. And it's just I'm trying
sad.
To keep it together. But he's cool. He sees the bus. And then he gets it together. So we have, by the way, we have a basket of shoes that we're getting ready to have him go through, and then we'll take the runs back to the store that he doesn't like because we want to resolve it. This is the only source of anxiety, and this is a Florida kid, and this is where you know we're at fault for putting him in Crocs and sandals and flip flops for his entire adult life because you know regular sneakers he's just not used to it. He doesn't like it.
This is so sad because his father is known for his beautiful feet.
Beautiful, beautiful feet,
and you know if it was totally up to me, devoid of odor.
Oh, of course. I have shoes that are 11 years old that I could take out of my closet.
I know.
You could thrust your nose into those shoes, and you know what? You would smell leather.
Yes.
You would smell the leather of the shoe. You would not smell any appreciable foot odor. Thank you for bringing that up. But the feet at school need to be covered. They need to be in sneakers. And so there's nothing we can really do
What if you pulled this game? Get him some purposely uncomfortable hard shoes. Unbroken in hard shoes and make him wear them for like a Saturday and then say, oh my God, these sneakers aren't so bad.
No, but I get it. I understand his little thing. I know his little
trip. No one loves sandals more than I, so I get it
too.
Yeah,
well, Yeah, but I mean, that, you know, I've hated that you wear that footwear when we have people coming and going. But you know what? Today, we would match up. Today, as I do the show, I am wearing sandals as well because it is my house is sweating, and it's 140 degrees down here.
Your analogy yesterday
Florida.
Is one that stayed with me. It's
low-level crock pot.
Life in the low-level crock pot.
Right, and the only difference today is we have massive thunderstorms as we're beginning the show, which you get in the morning sometimes here because you get them at all times because I am living in a tropical crotch. Known as Southwest Florida. That's what it is.
Isn't that town? Okay. That town is just to your south, isn't it? Tropical Crotch?
Tropical Crotch. Welcome to Tropical Crotch.
Tropical Crotch,
Mimi runs
Florida.
A diner down there. It's wonderful. The thing about it is I'm cool with it, though. I love it. I'm okay. I am okay.
Well, you stay in indoors and you ignore the sweating windows.
No, not all the time. Sometimes I pop out and and do stuff like forage. But no,
nuts, berries?
It's really something where I think after, as we get through the first week, we've been down here now a full week, 7 days, and I think that I'm going to be okay and Carla's going to be okay. It's cool. It's all right. I don't like the early start in school.
Don't use the word cool. Now, when you walk him to the bus stop, what is the call time for the bus to arrive?
6:39.
God, that's early. That's very early for a grown-up, and it's really early for a kid. When you leave the house, probably about 6:30, I guess. What's the temperature?
6:38.
What's the and counting? Wait, what is the temperature outside at 6:30?
81 degrees
and thick.
Yeah,
that's the definition of a heat wave, man. Is when it doesn't get cool overnight. I mean that heat hangs heavy.
Everybody, you have to be very careful because it's dark and you have a lot of people that are getting their exercise in because that is the time they're going to do it because otherwise the sun will come up and it changes dramatically. Then there is,
and a lot of your neighbors cannot be exposed to sunlight, right?
You know what? There was a very, very young lady jogging this morning.
Yes.
So they're not all old. They're not all old.
As long as they don't see sunlight and lay down in the soil of their homeland, they never age.
They're not vampires. They're
they
not,
might be.
They are.
You never can tell.
There is a conclave the very first morning, and we saw them again today, that I would say there are maybe 15 of them. And we come around the corner, and they gather right at the end of the neighborhood, which means I guess they're greeting people from other neighborhoods. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah.
And there are 15 of them, and you know, we came around the corner the first day of school, and I look and I see these people that that are just gathering, I guess, to walk together.
All genders?
And, men, women, older, and they're all gathering.
Do
and
you
it
think
was,
they've all have benefited from the AARP? Are they all in that demographic?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there was a person under 65 there.
Okay.
I just don't think it's possible. But I could be wrong. It's dark. And, you know, the type of people that do this, that this is their social scene.
Yeah.
They're very, they are not the people I hang with. Not because I don't know them, just because they are, I think, they fly straight and narrow. They're healthy people.
Yes.
They actually like getting up early in the morning. I would be probably included with the people that might be getting up a little later.
Sure.
Due to one particular reason. I just don't think you've got big drinkers in a group. You may. I could be totally
wrong. They could be day drinkers. You know, there are people that manage it so well.
I'm going to tell you this, though. The schedule that we're on now and... it's really, really hard now with this 5 a.m. Rallying time. And it'll be a little later once Michael gets used to stuff.
Sure.
I'm not sure that I'm going to hate it that much. I feel physically better than I've felt in a long time. And it's because, you know, we turn in, it's 10:15.
Yeah.
And I can't go any longer. That's it. I'm up. And but these people do it. And
but you'll never know how Dateline ends.
Yeah. It's going to be terrible.
She killed his husband. She killed her husband, and that's it.
Right.
That's all you know.
I was going to roll down the window when I saw the Walking Dead. I'm sorry, the people
Walking
at the
Dead.
End of the end of the community. I didn't roll down the window, and this should tell you a lot. I didn't roll down the window and say, "Hey, wish Michael a happy first day of school," just because I wasn't sure what the reaction would be.
Yeah.
That's how well I know. I've definitely socialized with some of these people, but most of them. Probably not.
Right.
And, you know, you
and
don't
at that
realize.
Age, the night vision isn't that good. They might not know who you are.
they don't. Listen, this is a new wrinkle. I have never
been. So to speak.
I have never been up this early to see. I've been up this early, but I've never been out and about at 6:30.
Unless you were doing a morning show. I mean, it's not like, yeah, you would out.
No, I'm talking about in my community. That's it, to see these people. And, you know, it's the new way of the world. And then I'll be honest with my son, me too, to a certain extent. His bus stop is on a main drag. There's the interstate, and then there's the main road.
Yes.
And he's on the main road, which is the old, it was called Tamiami Trail.
Right.
That's what it was called, because that's where, you know, that was the connector between Tampa and Miami before they built the superhighway. And
so you could get on the trail and you go right highway. You could go from Tampa right to Tropical Crotch.
You could go through Tropical Crotch and go over to Miami. And so that's still a big road with people flying along, going to work. And it's a little intimidating. I'm still intimidated by it because they're flying at such a speed there. And and it's cool. I'm fine with it. And the feet, hopefully, Mrs. O'Mara is not going to be available today. So I will be venturing to the bus stop.
What is she doing?
And she, we'll get to her later. She's got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
She's got a lot. She's going to go back to school. She's actually going back to school. She's getting a divorce law degree.
Thank you, Dean Martin.
I don't know what it's about.
Well, you know, it never hurts to have a plan B, Mike. That's all I'm saying.
She's going back to school, and she's getting an orientation today. And, you know, that was the time frame where I said, you know, I'm not going to live forever. So, you know, I'm sorry. It's the reality of the world.
Hey, Mike, nobody lives forever.
Right.
Except your neighbors, as long as they get the blood of the non-believer.
She's going back to school, but it pisses me off where the final catalyst was when she talked to my sister. Who tells everybody what to do, you know? And my sister
would you say that your sister has opinions and she's not shy about sharing
them?
Not a bit.
Man, what's Kylie doing? What's Kylie doing? I said, I don't know. What's Kylie doing? So apparently she talked to Carla, and I'm sure it was just like, oh, you have to. Oh, you have to. Absolutely. You'll be much more satisfied with it. I've kind of enjoyed the run. I've enjoyed the run of having the housefrau that, you know, caters to my needs.
Do you think that how many sentences that Kathy said to Carla started with, don't listen to him?
No. Of course he wants you around. He wants you to wait on him hand and foot.
Of course.
He's lazy, and he's fat.
He always has been. He always has been lazy.
And this is not college. This is, she's going to be training in you know, in the skills of estheticianism, which is becoming a skin specialist, which is my God, down here you got more age spots down here, you know, per square foot. So she's going to be doing that. She could save me. I hope she doesn't mind me talking about it. Carla, I hope you don't mind me. Call me if you mind me talking about this.
Right.
But anyway, she made like her final decision and laid it on me when we got down here after talking to my sister, which kind of pissed me off. But that, it's not like I was saying no, but with everything going on, my kid going to real school, you know, getting up at this early hour, and now she's off to do this, you know, I'm beginning to, you know, say, hey. Let it happen, baby. Let it happen.
Yeah,
but
chill,
what about
baby.
Me?
Yeah.
So she's doing. Yeah. If it makes her happy, I'm fine.
And Kathy's a fine life coach.
She's what's he doing? Well, don't listen to him. But I wasn't. I didn't say don't do it.
Of course not.
I said do what makes you happy. And really, if they're, you know, to be honest with you, get a few extra shekels.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Know, in the account.
But did you get sort of the feeling that when you issue a vague approval of anything that they want to do, and I'll use that word they, that you then get it doubles back at you that you don't care somehow?
It's just not. I'm conflicted in that change can be good. And I am maybe a little bit like you, where I love the status quo in my life. It's been so much fun. And, you know, parents say this all the time. Oh, I wish he could be 4 or 5 years old forever.
Yeah.
And you don't like to see it, but I want everybody to be
happy.
Wouldn't
an auto mechanic be more useful than a skin specialist? I mean, if she's going to learn a craft.
She'd be a hell of an auto mechanic, man.
Wouldn't she?
I'm playing that movie in my head.
She's
right
the first
now.
One to pose for her own calendars.
Very exciting. No, she's happy, and she knows what she's doing. She wanted to do this forever. This is her thing.
That's great.
She loves that activity of going there and you know, having the new technology do the treatments. And
belt sander.
Like, for example, she looks at my talons, my old man talons.
Yes.
And can you see my age spots?
Yes.
There? You can see them, right?
Mike, okay, someday they're going to connect, and you're going to have a lovely tan.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not like Ed Turney, but I, you know, from Channel 7, who had his skin sloughing off, you know.
Turney's world. Like,
I'm very aware. But she, you know, she has treatments that they put. I'll be her guinea pig.
Sure.
I'll have her do some on the air, you know. And I don't know what she wants to do with it, whether she wants to be small, be large, as far as what she wants to do, how big she wants to do it, whether she wants to start her own business.
Could you cut the studio in half and give her half of that space to open a shop?
F no. This is my space. This is not a big home.
She could just go behind the backdrop. And that would be the name of it. Behind the Backdrop Studios.
Right. Right. Maddie, let me ask you this question. I, you know, you're a lady. Let me ask you this.
Very nice, Mike. So he butter her up like that.
Have you, even at your young age, have you ever had like a facial, skin treatment, spa treatment, anything like
that?
Oh,
yeah. I get facials a lot, actually. I love them.
Okay. So you like the whole deal. And
yeah, it's great. There's nothing like a good spa day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's kind of where she's going to be. And, you know, and she, you know, I'll give her a suggestion.
Oh,
you know, what she would, they normally charge for a facial?
Maddie, anywhere, you know, for an hour facial is probably around the $100, $120 range.
Okay. Well, you're going to better add a zero to that. if she's going to do it. That's a Carla's facials, $1,000.
And worth every penny.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as seen on Ed Turney's World.
Right. You know, can we make a more modern reference to somebody with horrible skin?
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo, yes. And the Edward James Olmos Skin Center.
I got the name of her place. Have a picture of Edward James on the sign. It's called Almost Perfect.
Almost Perfect with his face.
His face.
We probably get the rights. It'll be fine. Good luck, Carla. Good luck, Michael. Where's Dad? Yeah, just sitting here waiting to die. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Old woman. Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, good people, I am in haste.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king. Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony. Be quiet! Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you. Shut up!
Now, I would just like to point out that this film is displaying a distinct tendency to become silly. Now, I'm warning this film not to get silly again. Right. Now, director, on the command, cut. Cut to the next scene. Cut!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital and down here in sunny, murky, crockpot Southwest Florida. Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show, TMO, is to our friends and worldwide podcast. Delighted to have you along on a beautiful Wednesday. Yeah, from Pineville. Pub Day, thank you very much. From Prineville, Oregon, to Morrisville, Virginia, from Bunk Foss, Washington. That's of all the towns I've been reading in for a long time. I'd just love to see a picture. Send me a picture of Bunk.
You know what? I actually Googled it because I didn't think I was hoping.
Thought it might be a fake.
Didn't want to be faked out. It's a real place. Small place, but a real
Bunk
place.
Bunk Foss, Washington. Yes. Yellow Spring, West Virginia. Freehold Township, New Jersey. Hanoi, Vietnam.
Saigon. Phnom Penh. That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour.
Our show today brought to you by... Hold on, let me
yes.
get
Yes, oh, this is... He's building suspense. This is exciting.
Cornerstone.
Oh, I love them.
Our good friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Ahoy, matey. Listen to these important words from Cornerstone. Right now. Do you want me to read it like a pirate?
Yeah, give him the pirate read. No extra charge.
Right now, the average rate. And by the way, who would have said the pirates talked like that? I mean, it's just a complete cultural thing that's been ingrained in us. I hate stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. I think pirates should talk like Wayne Newton.
Right now, the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is at its lowest since November 2016. And it'll likely drop even lower as bond yields continue to fall. The recent drop also means that 8.2 million 30-year mortgage holders could likely qualify for a refi and save at least 0.75% off their current interest rate. You see, concerns over a trade war with China sent investors rushing to the relative safety of the bond market. This is detailed stuff, but they know what they're talking about.
This is true, yeah.
Along with another likely Fed rate drop in September, has rates at levels we haven't seen in a long time. Plus, Cornerstone offers free rate float down. So, if rates get better, your rate gets better. That's not right. Right?
No, it is right. If rates get better, your rates get better. You're not locked into your rate.
Anyway, ta-da.
Ta-da.
So call Cornerstone today because the time to act is now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Love it.
Mr. Spiewak, why don't you ask me how many tickets there are left to our Saturday, November 16th, TMOS Anniversary Spectacular Show in Lost Wages, Nevada?
Mike, you know, I was wondering, and it was just weighing heavy on my mind, how many tickets are left for the Saturday, November 16th show for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, courtesy of Zappos?
Do you want to get air into your lungs and try that again?
No, I was pretty happy with how it came out. I thought it was a strong finish.
You couldn't have been happy with that.
The middle was a little weak, but it was good in the middle.
Right.
But,
Mike, I'll tell you,
how many tickets are left for the Saturday night, November 16th, 10th Anniversary, TMOS Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos?
Two.
Just two?
Two seats left.
So let's say you wanted to go with your significant other. Let's say you take a lover and you want to entertain your lover by taking them to the show. You would need two tickets, so you have to act when?
I don't care anymore.
No, you must care. Be invested. Be invested.
No, the hawking is over. The long national nightmare is over.
That's what you texted today. I did laugh at that.
Let me see. August. Some might say, Mike, what do you? Why do you call it a nightmare when you've sold two shows out 3 months in advance? Oh. I'm going to say I expected the second one to sell out a little faster. And am I spoiled? Yes, I am
spoiled. And you find people have spoiled us all. But everyone has nightmares about different things, Mike. Some people it's clowns, it's you, it's sellouts.
All right. You're talking fast, and I need you to... I'd like you to take tomorrow before the show starts. I would like you to have a shot of alcohol.
All right, I'll do that.
I would like you to, because you talk fast when Oscar's not here. And when we're all together, it's a better dynamic, and that's just the way it works.
Can you blame me, Mike?
What?
I get excited that he's not here.
I know you do. I know
love
you should
when
be
he's
excited.
Not here.
I know. But Xanax, alcohol, some sort of opiate, I'm fine, whatever you wish
Benadryl.
Okay. Just calm down. Mr. Santana texted us today, and he indicated that we have two left. Two left for the... so really, I don't want to say thank you. Yes, a pair. He said, morning, only two remaining ticks will sell out, till sell out. I'll let you know once we are sold out. And that came to us at roughly 8:24 this morning.
It was a good text to get.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Very thrilled about this. Bring Maddie Masiello into the studio right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Come in, Madeline.
Because it is time to, you know, we've been trying to get this travel log on the show for a very, very long time. It really sounded to me like a dream vacation where Maddie is half Irish, half Italian. I'm not sure what her 23andMe says, but and can we once again move that camera over just a little bit? So she's got to move the camera.
All right, I'll
over.
Do it.
Yeah, there's a. Oh, there you go. Oh, wrong
oh,
way.
Oh, wrong way. So sorry.
Right, there you go. A little
there we
more,
go.
More,
get my good
more,
side.
More,
there we go.
There
got
you
it?
Go.
All right.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
Hi, Maddie.
How are you?
Maddie, I don't get to see you very often, so it's nice to have you come into the studio. I hear your wonderful voice every day. I thought when I heard about it from the guys, that this vacation that you went on would have been spectacular. You got a very, very large Irish influence in your family and a very large Italian influence, and you did both. How long was this trip in the works with
it was,
your family? It sounds
well,
spectacular.
The Ireland part was in the works for about 2 years because it started. Okay. My uncle did one of like a ancestry roots thing online, and so found out where our family was from, specifically in Ireland.
And that's why your father is no longer mayor, because of the past that he uncovered, right?
Well, we can't talk about that
I
yet,
understand.
Rob.
That's right.
But it should be pointed out that the Irish thing, that's your father's the Italian side.
Yes,
so,
and so my dad
did this for your mom? Is that what he did?
Yeah, or? So that's my mom's side. And then my dad cannot fly all the way to Europe and not go to Italy, I'm convinced, because he loves it so much.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
So he
that's
was like,
awesome.
We're going to make this a whole kind of heritage tour for my sister and myself. So we went to Sicily, and we actually met up with some family friends that we have in Buffalo who were both born in Sicily, and we hung out with their families, and everybody was just so warm and welcoming, and we really got kind of not a tourist experience in Italy because we were with the locals, you know? So it
that's
was great.
The best
you
way.
Know, I've always thought that that would be so cool to have that kind of connection. I don't want to go so far as to say I wouldn't do it any other way, but I've traveled, I've limited my travel over the years based on factors where I wanted to be on a golf course or something. One of my regrets in life is that I haven't traveled more. My sister and brother-in-law have traveled extensively, Paul for business and for pleasure, everywhere. And I think one of the first experiences I have was 6 or 7 marriages ago, where I went over and there was just one moment where we went to Venice, Italy.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Venice. Yeah. It's amazing.
Amazing place. But the only time in my life that I ever was part of one of those tour groups where they hold up the flag.
Oh,
and
no.
I just
you do not like that kind of structure. That's not
oh,
you.
I hate it. I mean, you see everything. I'll give them credit. You see all the stuff you're supposed to see. But, you know, Anthony Bourdain, God rest his sorry soul for the suicide and all that. But Anthony Bourdain was always like, land, just go out there. Just experiment with it. Experience it. And then to have that sort of with a local person that lives there is the best of both worlds because you get that safety of knowing people. And then it was Ireland first and then Sicily second.
Yes,
right?
Ireland was first. And Ireland was kind of more of that, a lot of structure just because there was 15 of us. And so we chartered a bus. And so every day it was kind of on the bus, you're go, go, go. All of our meals were planned and everything like that. And so then Italy was
just 15 family members.
15 family members. Yeah. And then
on your mother's side, mostly
yes,
on your
my mother's
side.
Side.
Was it delightful to see all of them?
At the beginning of the week, it was great.
Can you give me perhaps day one versus day 14?
Well, day 14, by that point, it was just my parents, my sister, and I in Italy.
Okay, so
luckily,
first day,
not
last
all
day.
Of the 15 people went to Italy because I think we all would have killed each other for
okay.
sure.
So the first part of your trip is you land in Ireland, and did you travel the whole way with the 15? Were they all in the same plane?
Yes, we were all in the same plane. Well, actually, so originally, where my grandma lives, there's this tiny airport, and Norwegian Airlines, the budget airline, decided.
Is Norwegian a budget? Is that a budget?
Yeah. And so we found really cheap flights direct to Dublin from this
That's
small
right, the
little airport.
The planes are made of wood, right?
Yeah, but then Norwegian, their entire fleet was the 737 MAX 8s. So they had to kind of restructure. Originally, we were all on different planes, but they had to charter this very large Airbus and like restructure everybody's tickets. So we ended up all flying together, which was nice.
You'd be cool. Sitting on the aisle then.
But we were
now,
all.
Now, when you say 15, when you're talking about 15, and I'm curious about it. I've been curious. I wanted to talk to you about this for a long time because I just love it. I love this whole family thing where the Italian family and then the Irish family. So you got 15 people. This is out of the 15, how many are in your age group? How many are the kids like you? And how many are like, cause I just want to know, were there any drunk uncles or anything like
there
that?
There were
a drunkle?
Three very drunk uncles the whole time. I don't understand how somebody can drink so much Guinness in one sitting. They're like a beer milkshake. I can have one for like a year and I'm set.
Yeah,
and every night they go out to the bar and they have like 12 Guinnesses. I'm like, how do you not just vomit all of that? But
it's like, I'm going to go to a bar. What will you have? I'll have 6 loaves of bread, please.
Thank you. Yeah. And blended.
Hey,
with
I'll take it from her, but you shouldn't pull it down. Guinness is fine.
It's great, but it is.
If you get used to
one
it.
And done. One and done.
It's not a light, crisp beer is all I'm saying.
You know what? I had Guinness on my recent vacay. I enjoyed maybe 2, maybe 3 of them. And, it's an Irish thing. And by the way, the posters still say it's good for you.
It's true.
Well, there you go.
I don't doubt that.
It's good.
Never
so
doubted
you
that.
You did have that. So you had old, young, a mix of a group. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I have to have 15 relatives. There's just no way, especially if it's 15 Irish relatives, there is no way in hell that there wasn't at least one where you went, oh, my God, where you see that one relative, unless you have a perfect world.
Oh, no, we
you
don't.
See that.
My uncles were absolutely the ugly Americans. It was awful. I was like, we are fitting every stereotype ever.
Can I ask what the your mother's maiden name is? Because Masiello, obviously not an Irish name.
No, it is not. McHugh. Is the
of course
McHugh.
It is.
Right, yeah.
The
McHugh. Yeah,
the
so
McHugh.
At one point we found kind of the town that.
Nobody tells Seamus McHugh he won't have another drink.
The town that said our ancestry was from, there's a bar there called McHugh's, and it was one of the last days, so we went there and all kind of had a toast and everything.
Oh, that's
so maybe
very
it
cool.
was our relatives,
that's
who knows.
That.
And the uncles stayed behind.
Yeah, pretty much. And then when we got to the Guinness factory, it's funny just seeing the contrast because all my uncles are drinking all their Guinness, and my dad gets like a Smithix or something like at the Guinness factory, and he's just different from the rest of the Irish people.
Does your dad do this kind of to be the guy just to because your dad has it? Does he get along with the uncles?
He does, but they're just all very, very different. politically, socially, everything.
Sure.
Oh,
well, you know how it is, Mike. There are people who have been elected mayor and people who haven't.
There you go.
You know, if you read, we got to take a break. We'll come back more with more Maddie. But if you read between the lines, I get that. She just said something that kind of painted a picture. You know, she's like, yeah, how you doing? So, you like American football? I write? How close am I?
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway.
It's like looking at my uncle in the screen.
I know it. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Nothing that is wrong.
Hi, I'm Pony.
Hello.
Do you like bonuses?
Yes.
Soul.
How about shows?
Soul.
Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal.
I want another one.
The Mike O'Mara bonus show. It's a thing, and you can buy it.
Right.
So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
I want another one with him in that voice. That's
Pony,
fun.
Write it. Make it happen. You'll
thank
have
you,
it.
Pony. Get to work. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What's the easiest way to ease back into a routine? Start it up before September, especially if you're headed back to school.
So true.
Simplify your mornings and evenings right now with a simpler electric toothbrush from Quip. Your back-to-schooler will love the kids' brush. It's just like the original Quip, but tweaked for sized-down mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And, adults... adults with small mouths can use
exactly someone like perhaps an adult
I'm
that eats
sorry.
Someone who eats
I'm
a lot
sorry.
Of lemons and their mouth is just puckered tight all the time.
If you want to do it that way, I was thinking just somebody with a small mouth.
It could happen.
Who's the lady that was on? No, I'm not doing no. that. I'm not kidding.
Another
who's
time.
The lady that was who's the lady that sang the famous British lady that sang and she became famous. She had kind of a small mouth. Susan,
oh, Susan Boyle. Boyle. Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
Or as they say in Great Britain, Mike, Susan Boyle.
It's great. Quip has gentle sonic vibrations and a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. Because up to 90% of us don't brush a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads that are automatically delivered every 3 months for just $5, which is great because 75% of people use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective. Yuck. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip and why it's perfect for getting back into a routine. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Shout out to Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle's great.
Tiny mouth.
Hey, Mike, you know what they said? Small mouth, big voice.
I'm still getting the swing of things here. You know, so I sometimes understand. I look at these commercials that I haven't seen in a while.
Meeting up with an old friend.
We're here with Maddie, Maddie Messiello. And Rob, for the listening audience, will you please, everybody knows Maddie, but please give everybody the lowdown on what she does for the show. We have the Pony, who is the producer of the show. And then Maddie
started with us as an intern 2.5 years ago.
I think around 3 years ago.
3 years ago. And then she took a hiatus and came back. She started back when we used to actually run video in the studio, and she would switch live in here. And then when we built the new high def studio here at Podcast Village, she is our key video engineer. And if you see stuff like our Instagram TV or our video highlights that float around the internet, she's responsible for all of that. And also, she is our director of first impressions, and her smiling face is the first thing you see when you come
in
here.
Well, it's also, Maddie, it's great having you with us, because I think also to have a calm, stable presence, which you have, has been a great addition to the show. So
if I don't
say that to you personally, I don't walk down the hallway and see you, so I'll say it to you on the air. And it just, when you're describing this, it's funny because I know you well enough to read between the lines, and you have 15 people in Ireland, and these 15 are not going to come on the trip. The best part of Ireland, do you compare the two places? Do you get jacked up? Because I'm getting... also between the lines that you loved Ireland, you had a good time, but you were super psyched to get to Italy,
That's definitely it. I mean, it's kind of comparing apples and oranges, just because both of the trips were so different, and I see vacationing and traveling as kind of two different things, whereas I think Ireland was more traveling and go, 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 and Italy was more of a vacation, kind of R&R, see the sights, stuff like that.
That's a really good point, because when you are doing something that it is really touristy, like in your group with your flags, you don't have time to enjoy yourself because you have almost like a checklist to follow.
Well, travel is, I think that the world really, and not to get too heavy on it, I think the world would be a better place if when people traveled, that it wasn't this shopping list of things that have to be done.
Yeah.
Because, you get that. That's even with Washington, D.C. I mean, I think that you should just experience a place when you come to it and not have this checklist of things that have to be seen. That's the same thing to me with holding up a video camera when you're at a concert.
Or,
I've shied away from it. When I experience something with my son now, I really just experience it.
It's good.
I don't need, what are you going to document it for?
God knows people don't want to see it. People don't want to see it. 20 years ago when Carrie and I did Germany, we split the trip into actually two hunks. We did a few days in Munich and we did the real touristy
stuff. That's where you met with the Nazi party.
I was dropping off resumes, Mike. Okay. And did they even look at my tape? I don't know.
They didn't see your...
But Munich, we did all the touristy stuff that everyone does when you go to Germany. And then the final part of our trip, we spent with the family that Carrie had as an exchange student when she was in high school in a place you've never heard of called Altenkirchen. And it was Christmas. And that was that little town with their little bars and their family lifestyle. That was so much more rewarding than doing all the stuff that you had to do, because you really got a sense of life.
Altenkirchen is where they make the figurines, isn't it?
I think it is.
Come on, you got one for that? I'm teeing one up for you. Altenkirchen. No, go ahead. So that's wonderful.
But you're right. The travel is a task.
It's
and vacationing
weird to
is something
hear you
different.
Talk about going to Germany. It really is. It's just odd that you hung out in that country.
It was nice.
Your
train
love of
travel.
The Hindenburg, and you've got a Hindenburg.
A charred piece of the frame of the Hindenburg. Yes, Mike.
weird.
Baron anyway, von Hindenburg was a notable German man, and they named the rigid airship after him. And in my display piece of the Hindenburg, I actually have a stamp of the Baron there, too.
I'm reading a book right now.
Yes.
I read about 3-4 books this summer. I'm on my fourth summer book, and it's All the Light We Cannot See, a Pulitzer Prize winner about World War II. And about Werner, this kid that knows. Anyway, why am I digressing? Let's get back to Maddie.
I think I met him when I was over there. He's a good guy. This Werner guy. Yeah, he was an Altenkirchen with the figurines.
Yeah. Don't even know if he's real.
I feel like I've walked in on something really strange.
You know what? The dynamic when we don't have it'll be last wording until you die. It will be last wording until you die with him. That's the way it goes. So you get done with Ireland. Best part of Ireland, in your humble opinion.
I think so we went with my grandma, and she's 83, and last year she did a double knee surgery just so she could do this trip, and I just think she was just so happy because she had 4 out of 5 of her kids and then 8 out of 10 of her grandkids all there, and just seeing her kind of with her whole family kind of exploring her roots was just really nice.
Do you want to call out the 3 people that let her down?
That would be Uncle Frank, mm-hmm. Uncle Jeff, and Uncle Steve.
Jerks.
Yeah.
Any particular reason that the uncles didn't rally on it? These are the 3 brothers that... they can drink in Ireland. That's a big deal.
No, but they're not allowed. They're not allowed to drink anymore.
It's 2 brothers and a brother-in-law.
Oh.
And so we get our bus driver. So our original bus driver for the week, his aunt died the day before we're supposed to embark on this journey.
That's sad, right?
And
it's
so
Ireland, right?
We got a sub come in to drive our bus for the week. And she...
just wondered if I could talk to Mrs. Masiello, please. Could you?
Hold on, I got to play the...
I wonder if... could you talk to Mrs. Masiello? Mrs. Masiello, this is Seamus. This is Seamus, your bus driver. I'd love to tell... I'd love to ferry you around the Emerald Isle, but unfortunately, my auntie has taken a turn for the worse, and she died. She died last night. She died, yeah. She died of the drink. She died of the drink, Mrs. Masiello, so I won't be joining you. So,
that's not what happened, Mike, is that Seamus called into the owner of the bus company. He said, I can't deal with these 15 Italians anymore.
That is exactly what happened.
Tell him your mother died.
So what happened when you lost your transportation?
So our substitute bus driver was named Martina, and she was kind of a real ball buster.
Really?
Kind of
that.
She was late 50s, never been married, and had a lot of opinions and liked to share them. And they just weren't in line with the opinions of my uncles. And so they would be in the back of the bus shouting at her. And it was it was a mess. I was like, we cannot conduct ourselves in public ever.
I get it. Yeah.
Do you think your uncles get worse when they're together?
Absolutely.
Because it's like a pack mentality,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Sure. Mm-hmm. He's not stupid. He's not stupid. He's brilliant. It's like I was there, right? I know that.
Have you looked at our economy? It's
a stock market? Huh? We saved you when the Germans invaded. They never invaded Ireland. Oh, well, same thing. That's it. That's the thing. I love her reaction to that we're doing. All right, so it's you lose the 15.
Yes.
And it's just you now and your mom and your sister over to Italy. Was there
and
kind
Tony.
Of a...
And Tony. Can't forget Tony.
And Tony. Tony.
The dad.
And Tony Massey. Yeah, dad,
course.
Mom, and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 4 of you, it's just the 4 of you going on to Italy.
Yes, the 4 of us go on to Italy and then meet our 2 friends in Sicily.
So cool. And did you stay with them or did you stay at a hotel?
The first 3 days we all stayed at a hotel together. It was kind of more of a resort, just overlooking the sea and everything. You're right in the mountains. Yeah. It was crazy. And then we took a day trip to get to one of the villages that they were from originally. And they stayed with their family. And we stayed at an apartment above a pizzeria.
Oh, my God.
Which was fun. But it had no AC and no Wi-Fi. But...
Oh,
you make do with what you have.
How did you order the pizza then without internet?
Well, we had to
tell
go
me the
down
pizza was
and
good.
Ask.
Was the pizza good?
Everything was just amazing.
That's
I can't
Italy.
Even talk about it. It was just so good. I
That's
miss
Italy.
It.
That's yeah. it. My sister spent a long time over in Italy. She was more privileged than I was. She got to spend a semester in Florence, Italy. And I hear
she's opinionated just like that bus driver was.
I would have enjoyed the food more, but when I went to Italy, I had a lady with a flag saying, here's the gondola. But that's the way that, but that had to be wonderful. And did you love the experience of going to Sicily with your mom and dad?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And just one day we did a day trip to the town that The Godfather, some scenes from The Godfather was filmed in. And my dad, it was like he was fangirling the whole time, just taking every picture he could. I don't know what it is with dads and thinking that they're professional photographers with their Android phones.
It happens.
That's him.
Did you go, if you said that, I'm putting this together because sure. I remember... I mean, I've seen The Godfather 1,000 times. I'm equally a fanboy when it comes to The Godfather. Did you see if it was Italy and it was scenes where The Godfather, did you see the house that he goes to where he stabs the Don Ciccio? It was like a porch, or did you go to the house where Michael Corleone has the little courtyard?
Yes.
And they're showing that, and I'm just curious. So, do you
so there was
that?
A restaurant with kind of a courtyard, and I guess the scene in the movie is when he's talking, what's the name of the lady
he's
marries?
He's talking to the father.
Yes, exactly. So it almost looks like
a gas station, but it's
a restaurant, and it looks kind of different now because the whole thing is kind of covered in vines, which is nice. But yeah, it's the same restaurant. They have memorabilia everywhere, and we were just sitting out in the patio like they did in the movie. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
See, that would be when your father should be excited. Way to go, Tony. Fun.
At any time when you were there, did a car blow up?
Not that I saw, but you never know.
This is so special.
And so you're connected. You're on your dad's side. You get connected to these Sicilian roots. You like that.
Yeah,
and
both sides.
A good experience. And the best part of Sicily, as far as you were concerned?
Probably the food. I mean, I know that's expected, but it was the food.
Mm. And well, welcome back. I loved hearing about
that. We did miss you.
And,
I missed you guys. I felt like I was gone for an eternity, to be honest, so it's nice to be back.
Well, I extend an offer to you because I love moms and dads to come. And even though you now work on the Mike O'Mara Show and at Podcast Village, you're still an intern to me. And when moms and dads come through, anytime they're coming to visit you, I would love it, especially Tony.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, the gift of gab. Have him come into the studio.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do
him.
For sure.
Tell him how wonderful you are. That's Maddie Masiello. What a dream vacation.
Good job.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. And to those uncles, get your crap together. Okay. Come on now.
Sad.
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 Yeah. Hillary did it. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein's nurse. Anyway,
you don't think you'd be driving that bus without us, do you?
Okay, we'll take a break. And we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's official. We're in the dog days of summer. However, the weather will soon change, and thoughts will turn to the holidays and fruitcakes. Place your order now for this delectable holiday favorite, culled from a traditional Spiewak family recipe with two great ways to purchase. The deluxe plan and the super premium fruitcake plan, complete with a hand-signed card and a special one-of-a-kind collectible. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order today. But you better hurry! TMOS Fruitcake Futures, the perfect way to share your love of TMOS with those you love.
That's Jim Amato with the August Sprint, just generating content out the wazoo.
Jimmy boy.
Nicely done. Wonderful Jim Amato. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. A lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel. Stupid!
Dummies!
This summer, you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Harry's delivers high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies for just $2 per blade. And I know that Harry's gives me the best shave of my life every morning. Just hours ago, I was in the shower with my little shower mirror, and I was enjoying the best shave of my life.
Yes.
Print it! Take it upstairs to the fat man! Harry's founders were tired of razor ripoffs with stupid gimmicks, so they fixed all that by combining a simple, clean design with quality blades at a fair price. I love this product.
Great.
You know that. If you don't love your shave, let them know. Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. This summer, refresh your wallet and your face with a Harry's trial set. It comes with a weighted ergonomic handle for an easy grip, a five-blade razor with a lubricating strip, and trimmer blade for a close shave. You know, and I have to mention this. I know this is in the required stuff, but I wanted to say, Harry's is just so effective. You don't do the 15 times over one spot. It just takes care of it. It's a great,
and
great
Mike,
blade.
Have you ever, literally in your life, have you ever had a razor that stayed sharp this long?
No, I don't know when to get rid of them because
I don't either.
They just stay sharp. They have the shave gel we love, a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support TMOS. Now, for you Yakkers, I know we normally do the Yak Shack on Wednesday. We'll move that into tomorrow. And if you weren't here for the beginning of the show, Wayne Newton will be our guest on Friday's program. We will have Wayne Newton for a good chunk of time, and you're going to love that. I'm excited about having Wayne because I'm a bit of a Wadiak. Even though I poke fun, I've seen Wayne Newton twice. I'm probably the only one on the show that's seen him twice in Vegas and when we all went on the Don and Mike show to the Birchmere.
Which is why they call which is why they call Wayne Newton Mr. Alexandria.
Hey, amen. Well, the Birchmere, which is a nice venue. You've been there a few
times. A beautiful venue. Love that place.
Right. Now, I have switched off. We only have a few minutes here,
yeah,
but I do want to tell you, Mrs. O'Meara is no longer being pestered by me about, A, the lack of a gift on my 60th birthday, and B, my desire for a Scat Back wide body Dodge Challenger, which I don't want. I'm out of that.
You know,
get
it's funny. I was actually going to bring it up as we finished your third show back from your mini holiday. You hadn't mentioned
the station have taken up a collection and they're getting me one.
We have one of those fundraising campaigns going. We're up to $18, Mike. That's almost enough for a half a tank of gas. But you haven't mentioned cars since you've been back. I wasn't going to poke the bear, but it did seem like you might be over it because you were real hot and heavy on this car before your holiday.
Well, because of my failing body, I now have we have in our bathroom, in our master bathroom, we have a what's called a soaking tub. A soaking tub was just a tub, but it's an oval tub that's in the corner, and it's this was a track home.
Does it?
Yes.
Is it any different than just a standard bathtub?
Well, it doesn't have like the curtain that goes across. It's in a master
bathroom. Oh, okay.
Bathroom.
So it is a tub exclusively without a shower thing.
Without a shower.
Okay.
And
all right.
In many cases, these are where you put a whirlpool tub.
Sure.
Where you put jets. And I was saying, I've always been a big believer in hydrotherapy. And I said to Mrs. O'Meara the other
night, I know it.
I'd like to get a whirlpool tub.
Okay.
And put it in the corner because I wouldn't mind after a day on the links with my – I'm 60 now, and I think a good – thank you very much. Entering my seventh decade.
Yes.
My seventh decade. That's scary to think about that. I would like to get a whirlpool tub. Thank you, Mel. Except for 60 of the whirlpool tub. I don't know.
Now, do you think you would tire of it, or would you use it on a regular basis, and there's a reason for this question?
I believe that I would tire if it was an outdoor hot tub type of thing.
Okay.
I had one of those back in the day. We never used it enough, and I don't like the whole vibe of hot tubs. I always think it's like fecal soup.
Oh, yeah.
I think hot tubs mean, hey, you got a hot tub. I don't want to be in a bathtub with anybody outside of my immediate family.
It screams to me of Porno Dan.
Just don't, they gross me out.
Yeah.
The idea of going to a hotel and getting into a whirlpool bath or a hot tub of any kind is the foulest thing to me in the world. I cannot stand that idea.
The reason I ask is that when we went on Robert's Make-A-Wish trip to Disney, they put us in a very nice facility that had a whirlpool tub.
Right.
And when we fired it up for the kids the first night, apparently it had not been used for a while because, the water sits dormant in those jets.
Oh.
And the water went from a beautiful crystal clear in the tub to sort of a sea green right away.
Yeah.
Because we had to run the cycle. However, I will say this. The kids did enjoy when I was reading the manual that's posted on the wall, because it's like a hotel, and it says, do not use bubble bath in the jet tub. Which was immediately when I got bubble bath and put it in the jet tub. And I tell you what, that's great because there's suds for days.
No, so I don't.
You'd have to use it regularly, though, is the only thing.
I think really that works, especially if you're doing anything outdoors. I'm a big golfer, and I'd love to just soak in that thing. So the answer to your question is I think I would use it, and I think it would improve the resale value of the house.
If we
sold the house ever, like after I'm dead.
Does your soaking tub currently have some sort of a safety bar installed attached to it?
It doesn't have a safety bar.
I'm just checking because, if you're going to be having
handicap bathroom. By the way, I had two handicap bathrooms on the drive down at the and I never talked about the motels.
No,
the
you
stinky
didn't.
Motels.
You did not.
I had two handicapped.
Did
used
you ask
one
for
those-
them or did they just assume?
No, I used the. I use the travel services, and they bone me by putting me in the handy. And I don't like handicapped.
Really?
Room,
normally, you know? It's got wider doors and the whole deal.
No, I mean the first time I was when I was up in Massachusetts playing golf. Every day I'd blow dry my hair after getting out of the shower. I'd be looking right at my. I couldn't see my face because the mirror was down at that level, and it didn't work for me. It sucked. So I got back.
Hey,
and
but
I,
it's working for me.
Now she hasn't really protested about the Whirlpool. Yeah. And I'm not sure if the cost
like
of
it.
The Whirlpool will be doable. The actual cost of the Whirlpool itself, not as bad as I thought it would be, but I think installation might be how they get you. I'm not sure if it's a 50-50 deal where it costs just as much or whether I can get somebody to do it. I know you got to haul the other one out. You got to put the mechanics in. Mm-hmm. You got to do all that. But, man, I would love to. And there is a size issue, too.
The tub?
Well, the tub, I asked. I called one retailer and asked for the President Taft model. That's a... That's what I wanted, but they don't have that.
No, Michael so, is still he's still a bathtub kid, right?
Yeah, but he uses his in his little bathtub.
But you know that'll stop once you get the jet thing.
We'll see what happens, but I'll let you know if we're able to pull that off.
If you buy
sell more fruitcakes, we really do.
Mike, if you buy that tub, I'll send you the bubble bath. A big box of Mr. Bubble.
Yeah, very exciting. Looking forward to it. We'll take a break. When we come back, news you may not need right here. And don't forget, we'll get your yaks on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Got a lot of good ones this week, and we'll have that on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Angie Goff with a new Oh My Goff Show out this week. We're going one-on-one with Jerry O'Connell to talk about his new talk show. Also,
Boo.
Went to the movies, but it was the concession stand that got two thumbs up. Did you know that you can order chicken and waffles? And Mama Chin goes primetime and spends my first paycheck. I'll explain. Don't forget, just subscribe to the Oh My Goff Show on Apple Podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Angie Goff is a wonderful human
love
being.
Her.
You love her show. She has a very, very untapped sense of humor that you want to check out with her mom and all that.
Chin.
And, Jerry O'Connell is he's the Stand By Me kid, right?
Yes, he has a talk show now.
And then he got a buff and all that, right?
I believe he did get buff. Well, they padded him up in Stand By Me. He wasn't really that fat.
He wasn't?
No. Mm-mm.
That's makeup?
Yeah.
You mean he's not a fat kid in Stand By Me? I thought he was a fat
kid
that lost weight.
I think he might have been bigger then, but he wasn't as fat as he was in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, good job on it, though.
I didn't know that. I always thought he was fat, and then he got in shape, and the adult Jerry O'Connell was, was this reformed kid or something.
No, he
like
was
that.
Just a kid in makeup throwing up on everybody.
Well, I think it's the secret's out. I'll tell mine. I'm really thin. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures.
Yes.
Do we have to turn the music down now?
Yeah, kill the music.
There is a fjord hidden off the beaten path in a sleepy Maryland suburb. Fruitcakes are baked there. The best fruitcakes ever. Baked with a secret Spiewak family recipe. Oh, Spiewak. Unlike any other. We're on an Orson Welles kick. Friends, the time has come for you or a chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
What kind of fruitcake, Orson?
The signature. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. And don't forget the golden ticket and the platinum ticket. For the first time ever, two lucky purchasers will gain entree to the TMOS studios, one in D.C. and one in Florida. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Increase your chances. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now at MikeOmeraShow.com. And click the banner. You'll enjoy the fruitcakes. Ah! Ah!
Oh, Wells.
Ah, the French
news.
Boo. Jesus, I got everything everywhere just trying to do this. Come on, the Orson Welles thing. E-news.
E-news.
Got a hold of some financial documents from Britney Spears.
She's
and
her good.
Ongoing conservatorship case. And they reveal... That some interesting facts that she shopped at a Target a lot last year. Are you ready for this? More than 80 times, to be exact. She loves the Target. She also frequented Home Depot, Hobby Lobby, Walmart, 7-Eleven, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Pier 1 Imports.
Wow.
She's just like all of us.
You know what she is? She's a shopaholic, Mike.
She might be. Yeah. She might be. You know, she might have that addictive personality. Mm-hmm. In all, Brittany spent more than $66,000 on household supplies at these stores in 2018, still making it $30,000 less than Carla O'Mara.
What do you think she got at Home Depot?
Oh, okay.
I know.
We're thinking about the same thing, right?
Yes.
I'm seeing a bottle of vinegar. Are you seeing the same thing? Remember, Brittany is rich and reportedly now has assets. Wow, $59 million. Over $59 million.
That doesn't surprise me because I think she did really well with that residency. I think she made a lot of coin on that in Vegas.
Congratulations to her. Let her shop all she wants.
Yes.
Mike Tyson leapt into the weed business and has a marijuana ranch in California. He is hoping to make a living at it. That is, if he doesn't consume the inventory himself.
Oh, Mike.
On his podcast, everybody's got one nowadays.
Yeah.
We had one first. Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. He said that he and his business partner smoke around, get ready for this, $40,000 worth of pot a month. A month. His partner said they smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month. What could possibly go wrong?
That's more than 40,000 at the current market rates.
I think he might have been exaggerating. We're assuming that's more than just him and Mike, but who knows? Perhaps everybody that's there enjoys the smoke.
You
that's
know what's
good?
What's really clever is the name of the podcast. Hotboxing is, you know, something you do when you smoke a lot of marijuana cigarettes and you roll the windows up in your car, but he was also a boxer. So what that is, it's a pun.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Very, very clever.
Do you think he showers when he smokes?
Yeah. I don't shower much. It's a ton of weed.
How much you use, Mike?
$40,000. $40,000 a pot.
That's a lot of pot.
That's a lot of pot.
It is.
Yeah. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Thank you very much.
CNN's Chris Cuomo. Have you seen this viral video that's out there with him going ballistic on on a guy that's heckling him? I love Chris Cuomo.
I'm
a fan. I've liked Chris Cuomo for a long time. Apparently, this guy called him Fredo, making a reference to he's the brother that didn't get into politics.
Right.
Fredo's the weak, ineffective brother. Once again, we mentioned The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And when the guy called him that, Chris said it's like the N-word for Italians. Which, let's be honest, that's a stretch.
Quite a stretch.
He got in his face. To Chris, he threatened to throw the guy down the stairs. Video of Chris's freak out started making the rounds online, and a lot of people defended Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Including someone you might not expect. CNN defended him. That's good. He makes a lot of money for CNN. He does a lot of work. His hurricane coverage was the best I'd seen. Sean Hannity is another one that defended him, which is odd that he would do that. But it didn't stop him from apologizing. Chris Cuomo said, I appreciate all the support, but the truth is I should be better than the guys baiting me. This happens all the time these days, often in front of my family. But there is a lesson. No need to add to the ugliness. I should be better than what I oppose. Chris Cuomo's right.
That's a valid statement. I like that, actually.
It's over. And, the only thing I read that was interesting, he's pretty pumped up, Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
He's kind of like that guy.
Sure.
So there have been a few people talking about roid rage, but you're out there.
I'm sure.
Look, we've all done it at one time. You don't like conflict. You haven't done it. I've had people that have gotten in my kitchen that I've gotten in their face. I've done it. It happens when you're in the public eye.
Yeah.
You do that occasionally. And, was it all that big a deal? It's two guys, having a little peeing contest.
That's all it was. Yeah.
But the guy was a bit of a nerd about it. He said it and then he denied it. It was just, he's just trying to get under his skin. And it worked. He's probably happy. Hugh Grant has been in a lot of big movies, Full Weddings to the Funeral.
Grant.
It's been like Grant.
Hugh Grant.
9 months, Sense and Sensibility. I have been, and my heart has been, and always will be, yours. Sense and Sensibility. I love that chick flick. Love Actually, Notting Hill. I'm a Hugh Grant fan. But you might be surprised to learn what he considers his best film. Here's a hint.
It
stars a stuffed bear. You know which one I'm talking about?
Paddington?
Paddington.
Oh.
He recently said, and I watched Paddington 2, and he's so friggin' fantastic in it. He recently said that people were mocking him for doing Paddington 2.
Oh, I never saw the sequel. Is it as good as the first one?
It's better than the first one.
Is it?
It's much better than the first one. Absolutely. And it's better because of Hugh Grant. If
okay,
you want to
sure,
see
sure.
an hysterical villain, Paddington 2, he added, quote, "It's particularly annoying because I genuinely believe it may be the best film I've ever been in." It is. He is the funniest villain I think that I've seen on screen. It's a broad,
sure.
ridiculously silly role, but I loved it, and it makes it for adults watching it with your little one. It makes the movie very palatable that he's so good in it. So check it out. If you want to just
great.
See it, you could sit down and watch it. I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's really good. This might just be a product that finally ends the pumpkin spice mania once and for all. Pumpkin spice Spam.
Boo!
Yep. Spam goes on sale September 23rd. It'll only be available online at spam.com and walmart.com. Just 2 years ago, the people behind Spam made a joke on Facebook about the ridiculous concept of pumpkin spice Spam, and now they've actually gone and made it. What a difference a few years makes. So, what does it taste like? A website called The Daily Meal got an advanced sample to try it out, so they cooked it up and tasted it. They say as it was cooking... Spam. They say as they were cooking it, the combined scent of heavily processed ham and sweet pumpkin spice was a bit off-putting.
Well, yeah, but you know what? If you stop and think about it, when Grandma used to make the big holiday ham,
yes.
she would stud it with cloves.
Right.
And clove is one of the flavor profiles of pumpkin spice.
Yes,
so you're
foodie
not
man.
Totally,
you're right.
You're not totally off base here.
You're
although,
right.
I like my Spam pure and served on
this
a roll.
This is true. But when they ate it, the smell was off-putting, they said, but when they ate it, the flavor really wasn't bad.
See?
One person said the combo of the salty pork flavor and the cinnamon and nutmeg reminded them of breakfast sausage. So there you are. Go ahead this holiday season.
I don't know. Mike, when it comes to canned meats, I don't like to buy them online.
You're a scrapple guy, though,
aren't
you? I
am a scrapple guy, yeah, absolutely.
May contain snouts.
Does contain snouts. It's on the ingredient list.
Thank you. A 72-year-old, now a little something.
Thank you.
A 72-year-old's false teeth got stuck in his throat during surgery in the UK, and they weren't discovered for 8 days, according to doctors. The man was having surgery to remove a harmless lump in his abdominal wall, but the operating team neglected to take out his dentures before the operation. He returned to the hospital 6 days later, complaining of blood in his mouth and difficulty breathing and swallowing, which had prevented him from eating solid food. Eventually, a diagnostic procedure identified a semicircular object lying across his vocal cords.
Oh,
Jesus! That's caused the internal blistering and swelling.
Yeah.
The man said he lost his dentures during his initial visit to the hospital. So this guy just thought he lost them. He didn't realize they'd shoved them down into his throat.
He had them all along.
He was subsequently rushed to surgery to remove the false teeth. He remained in the hospital for 6 days. He returned, suffering complications on multiple occasions over the following month before eventually healing. When asked for comment, the man said, "I thought I lost my bloody chapels. I didn't know where they were. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hello. I got me chompers, me dentures." Yeah. Gotta be careful in the hospital. You know what?
How do you not feel that?
It's the last thing. Whenever I'm having my hips replaced,
yeah.
I always say, take out the upper plate. Make sure you take out the upper plate.
You keep an eye, it's in a glass right by the operating table, right?
Yeah, or I'll get Chris Cuomo to come and kick your ass. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's more fun with Rob Spiewak's talented audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spiewak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed.
Right.
I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, "Hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show," and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. This just in, the jolly jury of jocularity has found the bonus show guilty of giggles. What is it, you ask? It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS that you get every week with just a few simple keystrokes and or mouse clicks. Clickety-click, ha-ha-ha, la-la-la.
You're having fun with this one.
Maybe not. Maybe make the TMOS bonus show a nutritious part of your podcast diet because it's full of vitamin fun. Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content, annual content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let our comedy customs agent stamp your passport to the assport.
Assport.
Copyright 2019. TMOS. So please buy the TMOS show. Become a part of the comedy cognoscenti. The TMOS bonus show. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, now available in the convenient 12-ounce bottle. Come alive. Join the Pepsi generation. You got a lot to live, and Pepsi's got a lot to give. Pepsi is a division of PepsiCo, Purchase, New York. Thank you very much.
Did you know that's where Pepsi was based?
Purchase, New York.
I had to Google it.
I had no idea. That's right. I know Joan Crawford was there. That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play this. Open the audio vault. All right, get to it, Rob. That was tedious.
Tell you what, for a guy that has been funny and is no longer funny, I thought Steve Martin was older than 74. Steve Martin's 74th birthday is today. Didn't you think he'd be older than that?
I didn't. I actually didn't. I think of Steve Martin because the white hair since he's been in his 30s, you know, that's crazy. Hi, honey. My wife just came in.
You know, he used to be so, so funny. And where did that go?
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, excuse me!
In a way, all of us have an El Guapo to face someday.
Well, I'm rambling round. I'm a rambling guy.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
74. Who'd have thunk?
I loved him when he used the banjo as a comedy prop.
Absolutely.
But I don't need him playing bluegrass.
He could play the banjo. Yeah. He could play the banjo. It was great.
Rambling guy.
Yeah.
I love that.
I get paid for doing this.
Now, since you've been back, I know you've been battling your cable company. Do you have Comedy Central, and have you seen the David Spade show Lights Out?
No, I have not. Is that on Comedy Central?
It follows The Daily Show in the evenings, right. And I've become quite a fan. I've always liked David Spade because he's snarky to a fault, and I don't know if it's going to be as good in 3 or 4 weeks when he's run out of friends to bring on the show, but right. Last night Dennis Miller was on, and he told a pretty good story about when he met David Spade. Miller was actually hosting one of the Young Comedy Specials.
I was the host of the Young Comedian Special. Oh, yeah. You were like a little hip embryo. I didn't even know who you were. And we had the coolest cutaway in the history of comedy. Usually they go to the crowd. It's Todd Bridges or Joanne Worley. Remember, we had Bowie.
Oh, yeah. Bowie was in the audience watching. Was he your friend?
Yeah. It's just so funny. They tilt into the crowd and you see those two different eyes and you think, geez, that's David Bowie in the crowd.
He liked it, too.
Yeah, he loved you. Ooh. He loved you.
That long story was about Bowie being Dennis's friend.
But it's a pretty good talk show. He does some shtick. They do some pre-recorded bits, and he has panels with comedians. I like David Spade. I recommend it. You might like it.
Get him on the show. I'd love to talk to David Spade. Funny guy.
What have I always said? Pet birds, parrots, the whole deal, they're dicks, right? And we've had them screaming. We've had them doing all this stuff. This bird is a super dick. And I put this on our Facebook page. He's having a tantrum. He looks like a Beretta bird, which would be like a cockatiel, I guess.
Cockatoo or a cockatiel.
With the white and the feathers on his head that spread up. He's mad. The bird is pissed. So he's on the kitchen counter. He's opened a drawer. And he's taking knives, forks, and spoons out of the drawer and throwing them on the ground because he's mad. What a dick.
I love birds.
I hate birds. they're eating my flesh.
What are you doing? Oi! Stop!
It's so hysterically funny just to even hear it.
I know, and you got to wash them because they have bird stuff on them now. Lock your drawers.
Is funny. You know, I would have one if there wasn't the upkeep. And it's a real commitment, even more so almost than a dog, when you get a bird. That's what I've heard. But I love them. I'm fascinated with them. I've always thought they're kind of cool, but I know they'd be a giant pain.
And they live forever. They live 80 years. The big ones do. So that's the problem. I think they have the soul of the devil built right in.
You know, you get these ideas that you just... Well, that maybe... Is it related to the bats at all? I mean, you get these firm ideas.
First of all, something that... dumb should not be able to speak to me. I don't trust them.
They're not dumb.
They literally have a bird brain.
How could the thing take the silverware? Joe, go ahead.
All right, another one. All right, here's an animal I like. I like dogs. And yeah. Mike, have you ever remember when you called me last night and you said, "Hey, jackass, can you find me the sound of a black lab biting at a power washer stream?" I said, I think I can do it.
Please find me that right away. Yeah, please do it.
It's a pretty good sound. Here's a black lab attacking the stream of water coming out of a power washer. Know this. He's to the side of it, so he's not getting hit in the face because that would hurt a dog. But he's just attacking the water stream. See, the water, when he bites, bends his lip. So instead of saying woof, it's more like wooboof. Wooboof. Yep.
For some reason, I'm reminded we'll have Wayne Newton on the show on Friday.
This is Wayne Newton's power washer.
This is it. Very good.
But that's what that sounds like. Mm-hmm. As we enter the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, I believe it is tomorrow or Friday that the actual anniversary of the beginning of the festival.
They blew it. They blew it, Rob.
Oh, they absolutely blew it. And when I look back on the original footage from the original festival, you'd find these amazing facts. Do you know that there were babies born during the festival? By the way, I'm sure that that was a woman that was so pleased to be brought to Woodstock when she's actually in labor at that concert. Thanks, Dad.
The thing is, the spontaneity of the original Woodstock, and in this day and age, in 2019, where everything has to be exploited, everything has to be a sequel, everything has to be a guaranteed success. There is no... This was a wing and a prayer. This thing developed over time.
It shouldn't have ever happened, actually, the original
festival.
It
should never have happened, and it was spontaneous. You know, it's the same thing in life. If you have a great spontaneous moment, it's spectacular. And, you know, all these hack attempts, even at a very high level with investors and all this trying to recreate Woodstock. Woodstock was a festival out in the middle of a farmer's field. Mm-hmm. You can't just package it like everybody. I'm suspect of all of these promoters that try to recreate stuff. Back in the day, it was so incredibly organic.
You're right.
Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
And that's just what made it work. And you can't recreate. Some things are okay to be the original and leave them.
I'd like to play all this
stuff. It's funny that you've been fascinated with this because I love the Woodstock stuff.
Well, you'll love this. One of the hosts, one of the MCs, and you hear them on the album and you don't see much of them in the movie, is a disc jockey. He was very famous back then named Chip Monk. Not his real name, but he makes this announcement that I'm about to play you. And after the announcement, there was a slow change getting the bands off and one band on. John Sebastian, the lead singer of the Love and Spoonful, was there. Right. He wasn't booked to play. He was just there.
Great band.
Oh, love the Love and Spoonful. And so while they're padding, he just goes out with a guitar. Think of how cool this would be. You're not even expecting to see John Sebastian. You're at this festival.
Right.
He comes out and does a set based on this announcement that was made. This is a neat moment.
City McGee, please come immediately to backstage right. I understand your wife is having a baby. Congratulations.
This is for you and your old lady, man.
And hey, Pop, my girlfriend's only three. She's got her own video phone. And she's taking LSD. And now that we're best friends, she wants to give a taste to me. But what's the matter, Daddy? How come you're looking mean? Could it be that you can't live up to your dreams?
No, it's not true because we're doing it. I love you. Goodbye.
That's the real Woodstock baby being born. Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen the movie Woodstock, there's a lot of great musical movies, but that is probably one of the greatest musical documentaries ever made. When you watch it, you'll feel dirty. I mean, physically unwashed because of the way they captured it.
What they went through in that audience.
But it's an amazing thing. And 50 years ago, I'm loving all the coverage. And let's close with this. Mike, great news for people that love raccoons.
Officials at a wildlife rehabilitation center in Arkansas have developed a specially designed wheelchair to help a baby raccoon learn to walk. Cool, said people without health insurance.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thank you very much. Hey, hope you're one of the last two. You don't get anything
special for
buying our ticket. We're going to sell out, and we're very happy about that. Also, the fruitcakes are available for you. get a fruitcake, and who knows, you might get a platinum or a golden ticket, and that means you are going to be with us in studio, both in Florida and in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
So get your fruitcake futures. Buy one today for the Mike O'Mara Show. Plus, it's the best damn thing you'll ever wrap your tonsils around.
Delicious.
During Christmas time. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with our yaks tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, and ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, now, doctor.
Good night, proud looker.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.